Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many things to say, great words to fill our ears with. He loves us and he thinks of everything. When people don't follow God, when they turn their shoulder and walk away from the voice of God, they turn their shoulder because their heart is already turned. When the Lord speaks and people forget, their attention's elsewhere. Something else has their gaze, their focus, their attention. But when you take in God's word, it's life. The reason people want to go to heaven, because heaven is a place of life. And the enemy has persuaded men to not trust life. And sometimes you can't always trust yourself to trust life. You have to put your trust in his words, in God's words. Men will trust God to a certain point, to a certain stage. But when it's time to go to the next stage, or phase of ministry, or phase of life, that next stage has its own challenges. The enemy is going to try to bully you into not going forward. That's why so many people, they get saved and they stay baby in the baby stage. They don't grow because they don't want God to give them something to do, because they don't trust to do the things of God, ministry wise. They're all right with life because they got saved. And some people are more motivated. They had a taste of the world and they learned that they hated it. And they want out of it. And they don't want to be bothered with the ways of the world, and they want to live a comfortable life. And they're not interested in growing. They're not interested in history, how things got to be the way they are. They're only interested in living a good life. But the problem is, we're under attack. The church is under satanic attack. And because it's under satanic attack, it's also under worldly attack. People that don't trust life, men and women that don't trust life, boys and girls that don't trust the life of God, the way of God, they're on Satan's side, against you. But when you live the life of God, you expose to them what's true, what's good and what's acceptable, and what's perfect. Now, those who endeavor to live and follow God throughout the stages, wherever they may take them, wherever God may guide them, they live in the perfect will of God. And their lives become much greater and much more favorable. It becomes a beacon in a very dark world. A beacon is what they use to keep the ships from running aground, because at night the waters look the same. You can't see the land, and you have to have beacons out there. Now, we get the word fathom because they will make noise and they will count and see how long it took for the echo to come back. And they could tell how long it took the echo to get back to them, to know how far away the land was. And if land's far away, is nearby, that means that the waters are shallow and you have to slow your boat down. And you actually have to navigate away from land until daylight and then send a smaller boat to the shore and find a place to get close and dock. So when those things are not in place, you know, if your ship run aground, you're stuck. The ships are so heavy, they can't be lifted. There's nothing to lift them out of that, off of the sand barge. So they have to have beacons to guide people, to guide the ships so that they don't run aground. Well, when people live the life of God, and the more they live the life of God, the more light they enable people to see, and people realize, it dawns on them, that there is a God, and there is a heaven and a hell to shine. because the same God that told them about the life of God told them to, about the dangers of hell and the glories of heaven. And people have to, they have to start a war in their own heart, in their own mind, whether they want to follow God or not, whether they want to continue with the life of God or not. And this is something that everybody deals with. So when we live the life of God and we go the way of perfection, the way of perfection is the Word of God, what He's saying to you personally, what He's guiding you to do. If you're faithful to do the things He's guiding you to do, your life will advance and increase. And you'll stop being tossed around by every wind of doctrine, every persuasion of untoward men. See, everybody don't love God. And anybody that loves the world, they systematically side with Satan. Even though they don't like Satan, even though they know it's evil, even though they don't want to be recognized on his side. But everybody who do the things of Satan, the world, the worldly way, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, they operate on Satan's side. So whatever they've chosen or excused themselves to do, their advice will be no different than their choice. And their influence will be no different than the choices they make. That's why if you're doing wrong and you're telling your children to do right, you're still training them wrong, because you're actually doing wrong and you're trying to get them to do what's right. But the wrong that you're doing is interfering. It's a fact that you're doing. You're sowing seeds, and it will be a hurdle for them to jump. Many parents leave their children miserable hurdles to jump over because they made the wrong choice. They doubted God somewhere. People that doubt God somewhere raise children that doubt God somewhere. Now, the good thing is the child has another parent that may be wiser, and the Lord may have more to work with. Or they may be around a person that's living the light of God's words, like a grandparent, a teacher, a friend of their own age that has godly parents. See, God has a network to get people back into the light, just like Satan has a network to get people back into darkness. People are persuadable. You can't. The Lord taught me never, ever underestimate a person's influence. When He taught me against temptation, I learned to respect every person. And Satan tried to tempt me with women, so if I detected that a woman was flirting or enemy was trying something, I would say, Satan, you can't tempt me with her, and you can't tempt her with me. It didn't matter how she looked or whether I liked the way she looked or not. A person has influence. And the easiest way to kill something is when it's beginning. But pride would say, well, you'll never be tempted with her. You can't underestimate Satan. He's determined. And you just can't underestimate what he can do in people's lives. And, you know, the way I see things is, if somebody else did it, it can happen to me. Even though I may hate it now, I've never smoked a cigarette. I cannot be tempted with cigarettes because I hate them. I never smoked them. I don't see anything good about them. I don't know what they taste like. But it's got to be something about them, because people smoke them and they buy them, and they cost as much as a small car. A cigarette habit costs about as much as a small car. You can lease a small car for what people spend on cigarettes. They spend $5 a day. If you add it up after a month, you're over $100 and something. You can lease a car, sometimes with nothing down, and pay $150. And people don't do that for nothing. They like it. So I never tried it. So and I hate to smoke. I hate all of everything that has to do with it. It's expensive. And then it's made out of toxins. They didn't just take tobacco and smoke it. They put ammonia and all kind of chemicals in it to make you addicted to it. They turned the tobacco into a drug. And it does something to your brain and your craving system. So I see other people do it. I say, I don't need that kind of voodoo in my life. It made people that were smarter and more intelligent a slave. Same thing with crack, same thing with wine, same thing with whiskey. I don't know what it's like to be drunk off alcohol or drugs. And I see what it does, and I don't want a part of it. Because the people that do it, they have buckets of problems. They have so many problems. They lose nice vehicles, they lose their house, their family. Their cars have whiskey dents, mismatched tires, and one hubcap. They pee on themselves. And many of them were more intelligent than I was. They made better grades all throughout school than I did. So I respect the fact that there's something to it. So Satan's temptations, I take each one of them very serious, to the point that I rebuke it in Jesus' name as a warrior. Even if I don't feel like I can be tempted, I don't give anything a chance. Now, there's three avenues that lead you straight to Satan and cause you to be a slave. The lust of the flesh, lusting after people's body, their shape, the way that they're made, the way that they look. You're dependent on something to make you complete. You're dependent on somebody to make you have euphoria. And you become their slave. When you'll do things, foolish things, to gain somebody's attention, to get them according to your will, and you don't need that. Jesus made us complete in Him. We don't need a person to complete us. Not even a married person. People get married trying to complete themselves. If Jesus didn't complete you, you're going to be a problem in the marriage. The best marriages are when both people are complete in the Lord and they're willing to do His word. They have their marriage becomes the envy of everybody they know. All the little children that grow up, they want to have a marriage like that. Because they do God's word. They destroy and they conquer every challenge that Satan sends. They destroy every temptation and they live according to God's word and they love each other and they're grounded. They're rooted. They have wisdom. And they have a great marriage. Because their focus is on God. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Now, the lust of the flesh is one avenue. Another one is the lust of the eye. You can't get enough stuff. You're always trying to get more. I told my son, I'm not trying to build a business to prove how successful I am. I'm doing these things because I've been made successful. The blood of Jesus washed me, made me whole. I've been cleansed in the blood of Jesus. He made me righteous. He took a man that was not righteous and made me righteous. And because I'm righteous, because I've been made righteous, I can do all things through Christ. So I can build a business to do some good. I can go back to the things that God told Adam to do. Be fruitful. Be productive. And multiply. grow wealthy in every way of life. And that includes money. And I'll take that money and I'll do some good with it. And that's where spiritual wealth comes from, doing good, going about doing good, not being stingy, not stacking it up in the bank somewhere as if there's no God. I don't need a bank account to prove how complete I am. I don't need a bank account to be important. My value is not measured on what I own, what I drive, where I live. I'm content. And I have nice and decent things, and I like what I have. I don't have the best house in the world, but I like my house, and I love my backyard. I enjoy my house more than some people enjoy their mansion, because I'm content in Him. What I attain on this earth, it doesn't much concern me. I do what I have to do for a purpose. I work for a purpose, not just to get more stuff. You know, I work to raise my children in the ways of God and help them, and I love my wife and I love my family. And if I work as unto God, He'll bless me, and I can give to people that can't help themselves. Now, I believe in giving to ministries, but I like to give to ministries that help people that can't help themselves. Not people that have bad stewardship problems. People that buy 4 and 5 mansions, I skip over them. But the people that's helping people that can't help themselves, I love James Roberts. He gives to children, help them dig wells in villages all over the earth. All over the earth that don't have clean water now. And he buys shoes for children that don't have shoes. And he needs our help and support. And St. Jude Hospital, when families have cancer, children have cancer, they fly them there and treat the child. Now, this is a worthy organization. Helping people that cannot help themselves. But wherever you give, that's up to you. And God and the Holy Spirit can guide you in where you should give and where you shouldn't. But I believe in the life of God and helping people receive the life of God. Because what we take, you can't take all this stuff to heaven, but you can help people go. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. The pride of life, you got to be superior everywhere you go. You're concerned about how you look to others. If I'm truly made complete in Him, I don't have to prove it. I don't feel like I have anything to prove. I was baptized. Now, I went to a church, they baptized you in Jesus' name. And some have a hang up about being baptized in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Both of them is good. But I was baptized in Jesus' name. No offense to the Father and the Holy Spirit. But that's how the church did it. So, and Jesus is the name whereby we must be saved. I love the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But I was baptized, and that's where I left my reputation. My reputation is in Jesus. And everything I did before I met Jesus was forgiven. And I can be foolish, but God helps me be wise. I can make foolish choices, but God can forgive me and help me be wise next time. And I have done those things. My reputation is in Him. Everything good about me is because of him. He made me in the first place. And I thank the Lord that he made me and he saved me. He saved me from hell, not just hell, but the world, the worldly way, and my own self. And he taught me how to make the best choices. Now, sometimes when people enter the world somewhere, they have a problem in one avenue and not the other two. They may not have a problem with the lust of the flesh. I met many people, they don't have a problem with that. But they have a problem with the lust of the eye. And some people only have a problem with the pride of life. Either, all these things are deadly and they can cause you to become treacherous. A person that's after too much money, they always pressure themselves to make more, get more. And they value themselves on what they have. And they can't ever have enough. They can be treacherous. Because of their focus, they became Satan's slave. Same thing with the lust of the flesh. They can become treacherous too. People that commit adultery, if they don't get out of that, they can be very treacherous. They can steal, kill, and destroy because of that problem. Same thing with the lust, with the pride of life. They can betray those who are doing a better job than them. They will slander their character. And they will operate in they can operate in extensive hatred against people who love God's way and are being promoted by him. So in promotion, as God is guiding you, the Holy Spirit will guide you, my friend, into all truth. Sometimes there are people who have a problem with you because you're doing something that they're not doing. And the Lord will show you how to deal with each situation. He loves us. You have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. And he will help you help them. And you'll know when not to tell people your business. Because if people have tendencies to be in pride or the lust of the flesh or the lust of the eye, they can be treacherous against the things of God. The enemy knows how to aim their distraction against your life. I'm not saying these things lightly, but he sends distractions. When I became a minister, he tried to tempt me with women. He tried to cause problems. I had a business. I was a young man. I had my own business, and there were jealous older men. And some would give you good advice, and some would not. Some would work against you. Most people didn't bother me about it, but I mean that there are things out there that happen. Sometimes parts people gave me the wrong parts. I said they had them, and I waste my time trying to get there to get. The enemy was behind the problem, not people. The enemy. And he'll use whatever he has in people's lives against the things of God. Sometimes when you're in a hurry to do God's business, you got to be somewhere. The clerk may move real slow. The enemy got them moving slow to hold you up. So I had to learn to fight back. I tell Satan, you can't hinder me. Get out of my path. I got to go. I got somewhere to be, and you can't hinder me. And everything changed. I'm not saying these things lightly. This is how I had to do, had to live. I said, Lord, why is this happening? I started realizing it. The Holy Spirit guided me through it. Now, at the same time, he taught me to love them. Don't be mad at them. They're just people. They don't mean any harm at all, but the enemy does. The girls that or women that would try to that would flirt, the enemy was trying to get them to be a distraction against me. See, those kind of distractions can, if you charge your heart with God's word, those things can discharge your heart. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, they can discharge. It takes some energy to resist it. And the word that you have inside, you have to use that to fight that stuff with. But when I learned what was happening, I just shielded myself. I used the shield of faith. I said, Satan, you can't do this or that. And I knew what was going on, and I didn't get distracted by it. I kept moving. I didn't. And the Lord taught me not to govern my life by how I feel, but by the Word of God. And then I studied the Word even more in the areas I needed it so that I could minister the message God gave me. We have to do warfare, and we have to become good at it. Because every stage of life that we receive God's life, God's Word, we grow better and we do better. And it's worth it. The Lord will, He won't make you do something, but it's important. It's best for you to do His perfect will. The perfect will is much better. You don't have to be afraid that God will send you somewhere you don't want to go. If God gives you something to do, it'll be like fire shut up in your bones. Nothing else will matter as much. If you can trust me on that, you can live this way. It's good, folks. And sometimes you won't even have to leave your home. I thank the Lord for all that He taught me. The perfect will of God is better, and that's where the anointing is, and that's where you're going to have your best results, and that's where you'll have the best life you can have. And your life will most likely be much longer and much better. Because you're sowing seeds that's going to make your life more a fortress, more fortified than those who love the world system. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to move in your life and throughout it. And as you endeavor to go forward, you'll have much less regrets and more victory. And you're going to love it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus is our Lord.